Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local centuries, GCN viewers, and all children of God who attended the worship online. After we had a founding service on the July 25th, 1982, 12 weeks later, on October 10th, we had our first anniversary service. On July 25th, we had just 13 members, including 4 children. But on October 10th, the number was more than 100. So by the time we had the anniversary service, we already had to expand our sanctuary. We rented the basement of the building where the sanctuary was located. Since then, this church has never stopped growing spiritually and physically. I give all thanks and glory to Father God who has been with us. Dear brother and sister, the title of tonight's message is God Guides Us. I'd like to recall how God the Father has been guiding us up to today. I'm going to tell you how Father God has guided us to ride on the flow of the Spirit's giving us the aim with a praying title and the Word of God. I hope you will realize the great love and the grace of the God the Father. In the name of the Lord, I pray that all of you may run the race of faith to enlarge the kingdom of God with greater dreams. In tonight's scriptures, Joshua chapter 1, 7 to 9 is found a word that God gave to Joshua. Joshua succeeded Moses and the duty to lead the Israelites to the land of the Canaan was entrusted to him. After 40 years in the wilderness life, Joshua was now given the important task of taking the land of the Canaan and the anniversary of a new era. Since there were 7 Gentile tribes in the land of Canaan, to acquire this land, the Israelites had to fight to drive occupants out. Joshua, who has just become a leader, may find the reality before his eyes difficult if he thinks physically. But Father God encouraged Joshua but be strong and very courageous and be careful to do all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. God tells us to keep all the laws. He tells us to keep everything holy, neither adding nor taking away. Do not turn aside to the left or right, so that you may prosper wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to everything written in it. God tells us to keep all the laws. He does not tell us to neglect the small things and keep the big things. Then you will make your way prosperous and you will prosper. I've held on to God's word, prayed, and practiced it. As at such a time, so God has always guided me smoothly and prosperously. Have I not commanded you? This is what God commanded me and you. This is what I mean by commanding you and me as pastors. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid of dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Because of this word, when I was doing world missions, I boldly held a crusade in the countries that persecuted the Christianity and prohibited Christian meeting, and I preached the gospel boldly even in the face to the threat of the bomb and the terrorism. The more times that happened, the more souls that God made hear these words, and the work of the Holy Spirit took place so much that they did not dare to slander me. It was a word of the promise that He would be with them no matter what they might encounter and whatever they might go. However, there's a condition attached that said they would receive the God's protection and be prosperous only as long as they live in the Word of God. It doesn't happen by doing what I think and what I want. As Apostle Paul says, we must kill ourselves every day, abandon what we are, break our thought and the frameworks and obey. And this means that only Jesus Christ and the gospel truth of God must live and work within me. That is when God works. So only when we are in the word given by God can we receive God's guarantee and prosperity. When the Israelites live in the world, even an impregnable castle was not a problem at all. The past history of this church has been exactly as these words say. God guided us with His word year after year, and when we obey this word, He allowed us to achieve the great things like we do today. From the beginning, God the Father gave this church great dreams and vision. It was a national evangelization, world missions with the waking up Israel and the construction of the grand sanctuary. Because you and I believe this word of God the Father, we've never forgotten this dream and vision. We believe that the providence of God will be completed through this church. Hebrews chapter 11, 1 says, now faith is the assurance of the things hoped for, the convictions of the things not seen. When we completely believe in the word of God and pray without ceasing, the God-given dream and the vision started to come true. When you believe and pray, it becomes a visible reality. They didn't become reality in one day, but we've gradually come close to our goals. And we've been assured of His guidance through the prayer titles that God gives us every year. Through the prayer titles each year, He told us what we should prepare and accomplish both spiritually and physically. It was in 1989 that God Himself began to give us prayer titles each year. Until then, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I prayed for something most needed in the church. For the first few years, we were like a toddler that was just beginning to walk. We prayed for the organization of the church, for the church sanctuary, and for growth and the revival. Since this church accomplished a tremendous revival from the beginning, We started to pray for the church sanctuary right after the establishment. The prayer subject of years 1983 were first, the three churches commission of evangelism, salvation and the healing of the sick, and acquire of the sanctuary site, sell letters and the church workers, transportation as conductor choir. By looking at this prayer title, you can see how actively this church laid the foundations within such an explosive growth. At the end of the 1982, we had about 300 registered members, but by the end of the 1984, when we moved to the second sanctuary, the number had increased to 1,500. The number increased by 5 times. So before we move into the second sanctuary, we had to hold a Sunday morning service 3 times, but some members still had to attend the service standing in the staircase and some others in front of the restroom. But we were so full of God's grace and the Holy Spirit that these physical inconveniences didn't matter at all. The place is really tight right now, but what can we do? We need to be patient for a while. So we cannot invite many outsiders to the anniversary service. Even if many people want to come, there's no choice but to limit it. Domestic guests are not invited. It is so cramped that we cannot even invite a domestic guests. So please understand. The physical situation may seem poor, inadequate. However, by the grace and the fullness of the Holy Spirit, I hope that you will overcome this uncomfortable condition of this physical condition. As days went by, various organizations within the church were established and the subsidiary facilities were founded. Manmin Prayer Center was established in October 11, 1983 and the Manmin Kindergarten in the March 12, 1984. After it was pioneers, a patient and the people possessed by the demon came from all over the country, so the places in the church were filled. They had to make the church their home during the revival meeting period. However, since the temple could not continue to be used as a lodging for patients, a prayer center was built. And the sick and those possessed by the demon were sent to the prayer center. In addition, I realized the desperate and needed an institution to help church pastors to accomplish the God's given dream and started a pastor's conference in 1984. I focused to the nurtured servant and the workers of the Lord, not just now, but looking decades into the future. We move into the second sanctuary on December 31st, 1984. After offering the anniversary service in the 1982, we moved to new sanctuary in 1984. To next year, 1985, this church held the first revival meeting. At the time, the church experienced such a great revival and growth that is recently occupied. A new sanctuary's capacity was already too small. Among the prayer titles of the year 1985 was evangelizations of 3,000 souls. The amazing work of God, the power and the spiritual world were great the driving force of the church revival, and the church members' passion and the fervor for evangelizations was a great strength as well. In both the 1985 and the 1986, the order to transport the rapidly increasing the church members, we made the transportation one of our prayer titles. So now we have over the 100 big shuttle bus. And then, acquisitions of the new sanctuary site becomes the first prayer title of the year, 1986. As a result, we moved to the third sanctuary in March 1987. From January 1st, 1985, we held the services in the second temple. And the March 1986 and the 1987, we moved to the third temple. We then moved to the temple that was several times larger. Among the prayer titles of 1986, there was a publishing the Word of God into books. By the inspiration of God, we look forward to the decades ahead and begin to pray for the book ministry. As a result, the next year, 1987, my first testimonial book, Tasting Eternal Life Before Death, was published in Korea, and it has become a steady seller. The book was selected as the bestseller in the several famous newspapers. In addition, the first issue of the Manmin News was printed. After the year of the tremendous revival, in order to ensure the substantiality, we made the following four titles our prayer in 1988. There were the year of the book publications ministry, education church members as a church workers, the duty of a saving souls, the blessing of a spirit and a soul and body. And just as we pray that many members receive the blessing in spirit and body, and that there were overflowing testimonies. Moreover, the church memberships grew to have 7,000 registered members before the end of the 1988. Among the four prayer titles, three of them were what we had to accomplish with the specific regards to the church, and the last one was regarding the spiritual matter that applied to all members. The prayer titles of the 1989 were Obedience, Sanctuary Construction Church, Wise Golden Days of the Evangelizations, Fulfillment of the Duties. The prayer titles of the 1990 were Sanctification, Sanctuary Construction, Arise, Shine, The Blossom of Glory. Actually, Arise, Shine is the catchphrase from the foundation of this church. And there was a reason that God gave this one of the prayer titles in 1990. There was a great trial that might happen brought the very existence of this church into question. Due to a completely wrong misunderstanding and the slander, I was dismissed as a pastor by the denominations I belonged to that the time, and my church was also expelled. Since God foreknew such a trial would come to this church, God gave us a prayer title such as Arise, Shine, and the Blossom of Glory. God, who knew the advance that would happen, said that when the time comes, you will establish the denomination, then start with a fivefold gospel, including the resurrection. Since the resurrection was missing from the existing the United Holiness Churches, God lent me at it and re-established the United Holiness Churches with a fivefold gospel with the resurrections. At the time, I didn't understand the situation at all, but I believed it's because it was the word of God. And when the time came, I was able to establish the church organization that God wanted. Even though Jesus was nailed on the cross and died, since he didn't have any sin, he broke the authority of death and resurrected. He opened the door of the salvation to human beings and proclaimed the glory of God. In this way, I and this church also suffered unfairly without any fault, but the result was a great blessing for us. As a result, we've been able to freely preach the fivefold gospel and the gospel of sanctification. The next year, 1991, on July 1st, United Holiness Church of Jesus Christ was established, and I was elected as the first president. Since then, countless branch churches have been established around the world. There are many presidents of our church organization on each continent. Even in the midst of great trials, my sermons began to broadcast through the Far East Broadcasting and the Asia Broadcasting. At the time, as many as 1,000 minutes were broadcast per week. It was an unusually difficult task. It was a usually difficult task because I had to record and expert all 1,000 minutes of a sermon a week. It was a really hard. It was very difficult, and I had to spend a lot of time on it. In addition, sermon began to the broadcast through the Americas, through the Washington Christian Gospel Broadcasting. In February 1991, it was moved to the First Church. So in less than 10 years, we would be moving to our first temple. Because the revival was rapid, we have never designed and built church buildings. Because the revival was rapid, we had to move to larger places, and we were able to get to where we are today. As a result of the test, the revival continued, and the first temple was relocated in February 1991. The result of the test was not death, but resurrections. That was a great and amazing glory of resurrections. After I was dismissed from my position and expelled from the denomination, so due to such a great test, the senior pastors and other pastors of our Christian Church Union in Korea rose up. They visited our church and encouraged me to active again and promote me as a leader in each organization. That's why I worked as a head of the Christian community in the early and the mid-1990s. In this way, when we believe in the God's word without being swayed and the left or right and the move forward according to the faith, the great trials and the tribulations comes as a blessing. In the first Sunday service after we moved the first sanctuary, I delivered the message title, Like the Early Church, which was the first prayer title of the 1991. Like the early church, our believers enjoyed the gathering together and the sharing word of God to each other. We never ceased praying, and many wonders and the signs appeared to the glory, to, glory of God. We prayed hard, showing the image of the early church by the helping each other in need and the willingly giving what we had to those in need. So we've been practicing the sharing and the giving like the early church. We've acted with the faith. Not because I have had enough. It's not because I'm rich. However, when other church in need asked for it, I gave it. When it was for the kingdom of God, we've always given in faith. Now, even now, it's time for us to fully establish this early church among us. Since the founding of the denomination in the 1991, Manmin Church has activity taken the lead in the various Christian activities. Our activities have increased and our status has risen to the point where we have heard that it's difficult to hold church events without Manmin Church. As a revival continued in 1993, Christian World and American Christian Magazine selected this church as one of the top 50 churches in the world. From 1992 to 1998, I led numerous revival meetings, not only domestically but also overseas, including in the United States, Africa, and Japan, and my sermons were aired on various broadcasts over the world. God guided our church by giving us prayer titles related to the construction of the temple every year, such as a letter prepared oil well, letter righteousness, conquered and ruled, golden bowls of a blessing for the souls to prosper. In June 1996, we entered the fifth temple. In 1998, so when this church was running amidst such a rapid pace, the test for the tremendous spiritual blessing began. How mysterious the work of God, the providence, is when you look at this in hidden sight. Why did God allow the first, the second, and the third test after moving to the new temple? It was a test that this church and I had to pass in justice to achieve the new spiritual leap. By 1999, the third round of the test had come, and this had caused a great shock to the church externally. However, we Manmin believers clearly saw that this was a great blessing and opportunity for the great spiritual explosion. My power has entered a new level that cannot be compared to before. The believers also finally opened their eyes to the spiritual dimensions, and it became an opportunity for them to become a full-fledged priest. Through this testing process, our believers' faith has grown greatly, and the 2000s In 2000s, God once again gives us the prayer topic, Rise and Shine, knowing that the history of Manmin would be rewritten starting in 2000s. Full-scale world mission began with a Uganda United Crusade in the 2000s. Compared to before, the new level of the world mission has begun that goes beyond the imagination. And once just a crusade, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or even millions of people gathered, it became a holy meeting that was aired through the country, through the various television and the broadcast. News of the crusade was reported on CNN, and it was simultaneously broadcast live around the world. Every time a crusade was held, the news of the crusade was broadcast live around the world. Also, the history of healing through the power has become unimaginably amazing. Starting from the Uganda, the history of the incredible journey continued to Japan, Pakistan, Kenya, Philippines, Honduras, India, Russia, Germany, Peru, Congo, and New York. In addition, through the Manmin TV, launched in 2000, and the GCN, launched in the 2005, my sermon and the ministry are now spread around the world 25 hours a day. This is how the world mission we have been crying out for, the praying for the, since the beginning, is being accomplished. While world missions are amazingly accomplished, God gives us a prayer title such as, We will be witness of the Lord to the end of the earth, and an honor above the Manmin. By giving prayer titles such as the power of a shepherd, the fiery work of the Holy Spirit, and the unstoppable work of the Father, he tells us that level of a power that will increase day by day will reach. At the same time, he guided the spiritual growth of each believer through the rapid flow of a spirit. By giving the title of the yearly prayer, whole spirits, prepare the vessels, the fruits, and once again, whole spirits, holiness. In this way, Father God led the saints to truly wake up, adorn themselves as a prize of our Lord, and invade the heaven. In this way, Manmin has achieved a tremendous growth in the short period of time since the 2000s. The fruit of the God leading Manmin in this way is clearly evident. Through the 12 overseas joined the crusade, we will not only accomplish the world mission, but also carry out our mission as the final tool to spread the gospel to the Israel, the very edge of the earth. Government officials, politicians, and a member of the National Assembly, and the ministries and the police chiefs from each country became members of a Manmin church, regardless of a country, ethnicity, or language. The providence of God the Father has kept a secret for these last days is being revealed one by one through Manmin. Another providential task that remains is the construction of the main sanctuary. This the great work of the building of a grand sanctuary will definitely be accomplished by the Manmin. We are Manmin who have created something from nothing and made the impossible possible. Under the guidance of God the Father, one step at once, exactly without any error, there's nothing that all of us with God the Father together cannot achieve. Now, what do you think? Father God, speak to us. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Can you respond with a strong amen? In the meantime, Manmin has been running without the rest. There were times when I felt like resting, and there were times when I prayed with tears in front of the big test. However, we overcame those difficult times only for the glory of God the Father. But the reason we were able to this was because there was God the Father who guided us with a bright light even in the darkness and the valley of the shadow of death. I briefly talked about how God has led this church to this day. There were many twists and turns in Manmin's history, but we prayed only in faith and moved forward in faith. Sometimes there were tests, tribulation, and many difficult challenges. However, God the Father was always victorious in our battle against His enemy, the devil. With the new greater power of God, and you've seen that and experienced. You always have a hope because you've seen the victorious life and the times through this Manmin. And you now sure that the Lord is our Savior and the kingdom of heaven is our forever home. And as soon as the time becomes, the grand sanctuary will appear before you. And the beauty cannot be expressed on the word, the pillar of the grand sanctuary. God even told us everything, including the what kind of a pattern should be placed on the 96 marble pillars, starting with God's work of creation, or patterns are drawn into 96 marble pieces. And there will be monitor facility in the front of each of you that you can worship while looking at the sky, because the beautiful roof opens with a cross of the grand sanctuary. So do you feel the God's love? And I firmly believe God will accomplish all things through this Manmin and lead us by the accomplish His will. And by the times leading us to the New Jerusalem. I hope, believe you will be with us by end of the time that God completes His will.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.